Good morning. So good to be here this morning. Welcome to all of you to this part of the service. Love that song. Our glorious conqueror is Christ himself. Love that. Beautiful day out there today, and I know at least some of you all have been enjoying this outdoor weather outdoors, and it's been really good. We went down to Dogwood Canyon yesterday and enjoyed biking through there, and that was we just had a really, really good time connecting with nature and just the beauties of it, and recognizing that God created it and he put it there for us to enjoy, and I'm just thankful to God for that this morning. For an opening here this morning, I'd like to turn to Psalms 95 to start with. We're going to read a number of Psalms. I don't know how about you, but sometimes I find in myself it's hard to find a song in my life. It's hard to find the joy because of circumstances or whatever it is. And I read through some of these psalms the first part of the week. I was tremendously inspired. Kind of through the middle of the week here, I faced some things, and it just felt heavy. It felt dark, and I had a hard time finding that song and that joy and that worship that I really wanted to feel. But I'd like to read these psalms this morning and draw a few thoughts from them and hopefully be an encouragement to you all. So I'm going to read Psalms 95 and part of 96 and then Psalm 100. And we're just going to read them straight through, I believe, and then we'll come back and make some comments. Psalm 95, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. 96, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Excuse me, in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. I think we'll stop there and go to Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth unto all generations. All right, let's go back to Psalm 95, and we'll draw a few thoughts there. Who is worship about? It's not about us. Worship is about our great God. God as our creator, and it mentions that here in verse 6. It says, let us kneel before the Lord, our maker. God created us, and in that sense, he owns us. He is a good God. Do we believe that? God is a good God. God wants the best for us. When we focus on God and his goodness and how he provided for our salvation, it should bring great joy to us. And out of that joy, we should respond with praise and worship and singing. And that's what this psalmist is saying here. I think that's where he was. Let's kneel before the Lord our Maker. Let's come into his presence with singing. Do we have that kind of joy in our lives? And what produces that joy? I think, first of all, we must experience the saving power of God, or we're not going to have that joy. We must experience that. And also, in experiencing that, we must also surrender. To experience that, we must surrender. And I'd like to look at that just a little bit. I often thought, as I read over Psalm 95, that it was kind of divided into two chapters. It should have been divided into two chapters, two different parts. The second part, first part is about singing and praising God and worship. And the last part, it goes, all of a sudden, it just goes to, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. And it goes back and it talks about the Israelites. Is there any connection? The thing that stood out to me as I read over this is, harden not your heart. You know, we face adverse circumstances. We face problems in relationships sometimes. And you know, we can allow those things to harden our hearts. But you know, those things will not harden our hearts unless we allow them to. The choice is ours. Harden not your heart. That was a challenge to me this week. Harden not your heart. Not people, not God, not circumstances. No one hardens our hearts but us. We hold that power within us to harden our hearts or not. A hard heart will not produce joy, worship, and singing. A hard heart can't be used of God. And so I think that's important for us to remember, that we must maintain that softness and pliability and a soft heart. All right, moving on to chapter 96. 96 verse 3 says, declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. You know, as we go into the world around us, as we relate to people around us, I believe that one of the greatest tools of evangelism is our joy, because it is so different from the world around us. Joy is not out there. Joy is not in serving self. Joy is not in accumulating wealth. Joy is only, true joy is only found in surrendering to Christ and surrendering our lives to him and serving him. Psalm 90 and verse 8 says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. You know, God is worthy of all the praise and honor and glory that we can give to him. And I believe it's important that we give that to him. When we give that glory to anything or anyone else or to ourselves, it's robbing God of his glory. And verse 9, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him, all the earth. You know, I've read those heard those words and read those words for many years. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. What is that? What is the beauty of holiness? I believe it's when we can come to God with a clean and pure heart that He has cleansed. And when we can come to God with that kind of a heart that's clean and pure, there is so much beauty in that. That's beautiful because we give Him glory out of a pure heart. And a pure heart glorifies Him in itself, in and of itself. And then in Psalms 100, there was a few verses that really stood out to me. And one of those verses is in verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. And I maybe y'all aren't like me. Sometimes I get tired. Are we serving the Lord with gladness? Do we hold up serving the Lord as something that's a joyful task? It's not drudgery. Or do we portray it as drudgery? Or are we serving the Lord with joy and gladness? It's a challenge to me. Are we serving the Lord with gladness? And again in verse 3 there, it talks about we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. And I wanted to just make a comment on that. We saw that in chapter 95 as well. It talks about we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. That shows the care of God for His people. And under that care, I think our response should be, we can find joy there. We can find worship when we recognize His care over us in that way. And again in verse 5 of Psalm 100, for the Lord is good. The Lord is good. I'd like to emphasize that this morning. The Lord is a good God. He is a good God. He wants the best for us. And as we think of God being good to us and we responding to His mercy and His grace, I think that should flow out of our lives to the people around us. Not just people out that you meet next week, but to each other here. Every one of us should have that joy and peace flowing out of us. And for a verse on that, let's turn to, actually don't need to turn there. So Romans chapter 15, verse 13. This verse has been an encouragement to me the last several years in a very real way. It says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. The challenge to me in that verse is that word abound. The word abound means overflow. Do we have a hope and a joy and a peace that overflows to the people around us? As we go through this next week, will we find that joy? Will we will we surrender ourselves to God and allow His joy and peace and hope to flow through us? I think that's God's intention for each one of us as His people. Let's all stand for prayer.